ויאן דף חסם את אלף, דב נחמן בי יצחק אמה, four lines from the bottom. Just to refresh our memory, the Gemara had asked Akasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said that what it said, that Echad Benissen is Reish Hashanah Lemelochim, that's Tavke Malchei Yisrael, but Malchei Umei Sa'ilam is Mitishchei Maninan. That was Rav Chisda's halacha. So the Gemara asked Akasha, why do we need Rav Chisda to tell us this? The Mishnah tells us this. That is Pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rav Papa, that Be'echad Betishrei Reish Hashanah Lashonim, and Lashonim means Lashtoris, that you, Malchei Umei Sa'ilam, you start counting the new year from Tishrei. So the Gemara wants to say now that Rav Chisda did not learn like Rav Papa. Rav Chisda learned like the way Rav Nachman Yitzchak is going to say now. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Lidin. That what it says, Be'echot B'tishrei Reish Hashanah Lashonim, does not mean, it's not talking about Shtoris. It's speaking about that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Dan V'shone Be'echot B'tishrei. So the Mishnah is not speaking at all about Malchei Umei Soilom. The Mishnah is talking about one thing, and therefore Rav Chisda had to come and tell us that the Lagabi Shtoris by Malchei Umei Soilom, you start from Tishrei. The Mishnah doesn't speak about that. The Mishnah is telling us that Be'echad B'Tishrei Reish Hashanah Lashonim, that the din of that year is Echad B'Tishrei. D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Me'reishis Hashonah, from the beginning of the year, Va'ad Achrei Shonah. Me'reishis Hashonah, from the beginning of the year, Nidoin. So there's a din, ma yehei b'soifa. So that's pshat in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah means that ve'echad b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shonim, the din of the year is nigmar in echad b'tishrei. Let us see what Rashi says. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak Omar, Rosh Hashanah l'shonim, disnan hocha l'din tone. This means l'din. Shakodish Bolchu Dom Betishrei Eskol Boy Ha'ilom. The Rabbi Yishlom is Dom Kol Boy Ha'ilom. Kol HaKeirais Oysom. Whatever will occur with them at Tishrei Haba till next year Tishrei. So the din of the year is Be'echad Betishrei. It says in the Pasuk, Einei Hashem Aleikecha Bo Meireishis Hashone. Hanigzore Soleo. The Lashon of Rashi is very unclear what Rashi means over here. It means the gzeiris of the gzeiris of the year are start from Mereishis Hashonah. The Lashon of Rashi is unclear. Frek the Gemore, Mimai de Tishreihu. How do you know? That's true. The Pasuk says that the beginning of the year, the Eibishter is Dan the world. But how do you know that Tishrei is the beginning of the year? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, you should blow shofar b'chodesh, chodesh means Rosh Chodesh, chodesh means b'shas, that the Levon is nischadesh, b'keseh l'yom chageinu. What does b'keseh mean? So l'cheire b'keseh, we'll have a machlekes harishonim, but Pasha b'keseh means when the moon is covered. When do we have a Yom Tov? Shahachodesh miskase boy, that the Levone is mechuse, is covered. You can't see the Levone. Havi Oimer, ze Reish Hashanah. This is Reish Hashanah. Reish Hashanah. So this is the Yom Tov. This is the Yom Tov. That's the only Yom Tov that is Chal Reish Chodesh. And it says, so that's pshat in the pasuk. So tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh l'yom chageinu. The chag is the beginning of the chodesh. And it says further, ki chok li Yisrael u'mishpat l'lekei Yaakov. That in this man is this man mishpat. So we see klar that Reish Chodesh Tishrei is Reish Hashanah l'din. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shachodesh miskase boy, the Levone is mechuse, l'choikim, kegoin shachis livnei mairev, va'arvis livnei mizrach, lefishe ktanehi somuch lechidusha. Now, in order to understand Rashi, I think it would be kedai to look further in a Rashi daf chof amid beis, and then we'll understand what Rashi is saying. Let us see Rashi, daf chof amid beis divra maschel, chof dalet. Chof dalet shoi mechasi siyaro. The Gemara says that 24 hours the Levana is not visible. So Rashi explains, what is Pshat these 24 hours? Samuch lechidusha, in this man that is known to the when it becomes nischadish to Levana, milafonov umilaachov. We'll see there 6 hours before the Moilid and the 6 hours after the Moilid. He miskase min ha'ayin mitoich koitna. The levone is so minute, is sheishois lifnei chidusha, v'sheishois la'acha chidusha, nelemes mikol odo. No one can see, whatever position in the world he is, he cannot see the levone because it is too small. Koidim lochein, but what about? So we have here a 12-hour period. The Moilad is in the middle, 6 hours before, when the Levona is, that's the old Levona, when the Levona is getting small. And 6 hours later, when the Levona starts becoming Nischadish, it is not visible. Koidim lochein, before the 6 hours before, ula achal mikan, and after the 6 hours later, Shteim esrei shois, we have a 12-hour period. Shehi b'mizrach niris livnei mizrach v'loi livnei mairev mitoich koitno. So we'll see as follows, that the levone before the 6 hours before the moilet, It is, you find it in Mizrach Droimis. It is then in Mizrach Droimis. So the 12-hour period before the 6 hours before the Moilet, so the Bnei Mizrach can see it in that 12-hour period. The Bnei Mairev cannot see it in that 12-hour period either. After, we'll come back to the Rashi, after the Moilet, and then we have 6 hours later, then it is in Mairev Dorim. So in Mairev Dorim, the people in Mairev can see it already after 6 hours from the Moilet, but the people in Mizrach cannot see it for the next 12 hours. So now let us see Rashi in the Veinik. Koidim lochein ula'achem mikam. Before this 12-hour period we have now, and after this 12-hour period, shteim esrei shois. The previous 12 hours, Shehi b'Mizrach, when the Levon is still b'Mizrach, Niris livnei Mizrach, the Bnei Mizrach can see the Levon. The Loi livnei Mairev, but the Bnei Mairev can see the Levon, Mitoich Koitno. So the Levon in its smallest state is visible to the Bnei Mizrach, it's not visible to the Bnei Mairev. And when the new Levone comes out, after the 6 hours from the Moilet, Niris livnei Mairev, v'loi livnei Mizrach. V'hi la'oilam, lifnei chidusha b'ker Mizrach is droimis. Before the Levone becomes Nischadish, it's Mizrach Dorim. La'ach chidusha b'ker Marov is droimis. And after the chidush, so now let's come back to our Rashi. Rashi says that we have a yontiv shachoidish miskase boy, that you cannot see the levone this yontiv. So Rashi had a meiradike kasha. It's not true. Someone can see, there's a 12-hour period when no one sees the levone. But 12 hours before, the Bnei Mizrach see it. The Bnei Mairev don't see it. 12 hours later, the Bnei Meirev see it, and the Mizrach don't see it. But how can you say that the whole Chag is a Chag, the whole day, there's a 24-hour period when it's not visible? So Rashi says, Chag Shachodesh Miskasa Boy L'Choikim. Those who are in the opposite direction, there's a 24-hour period they can't see it. Kegoin Shachis, before the Levona it disappears in Gansen, Livnei Meirev, they can't see 12 hours, the Levona B'Mizrach. V'Arvis Livnei Mizrach, and Arvis, towards the evening, the Bnei Mizrach can't see it. L'fishiktani yisamuch l'chidush, because it's small then. So Memela, so that's a Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. Zog Taisvis, Shachodesh Miskaseboi. So Taisus has a few pshatim in this. The first pshat is, the way Rashi says, She'ein ha-levono niris l'choikim. Those who are far away in the opposite direction, they can't see the levono. Kegoin shachis, when the levono is in Mizrach, livnei Meirev, the bnei Meirev can't see it. Va'alvis, when it is in Meirev, livnei Mizrach, lefi shektani somach l'chidusha, Kepeirish HaKuntras. Vehevi Rabbeinu Tam Raya, the Rabbeinu Tam brought a Raya to this Pshat, from a Medrash Mevayikro Rabbe Beparshis Emer Ola Kahanim. The Koma Hosom, the Medrash says, Tiku Bachay Deshoifa Bekesel Yem Chageinu. Vahaloi Nisin, so it says you should blow Shoifa Bachay Desh, Reish Chay Desh, Bekese, when the Levone is covered, Yem Chageinu, the covered Yomte. Frag the Medrash, v'loi nissen chaydish, nissen hezarish chaydish, v'nichse, and it's also covered, v'yesh boi chag, and there's a yontav also a nissen. Elozeh shechagoi boi bayoim, the posik means you should blow shofar on the day that the chag is in the rosh chaydish. V'hein locha chaydish u nichse v'yesh boi chag, v'chagoi bayoimoi, elotishrei, that's rosh Hashanah. Period. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam. So the first pshat is that miskase is a loshen covered. Miskase, and the raya from the medrash was because the medrash uses v'nichse, nichse zicha loshen covered. The levon is covered; it's not visible. Ba'oid meforish Rabbeinu Tam. Miskase. The translation of miskase means mizumin. It's mucham. It's mizdamen. Miskas is a loshen mizdamen. K'moy liyoyim ha-kese, the day, the mizumen dike day, the specified day, yovoy beisoy, the specified day, he's gonna come back to his house. The perik chelik, gabi amenu moyov shivivi bishi da'ara di Yisrael have. It's a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that Amun and Moyev, there was a nevuah that the Nebuchadnezzar should come and be machem the Beis Hamikdash and conquer Yerushalayim. So he didn't have too much cheshik to go. He was scared. So Amun and Moyev came to motivate him to go. So he told him he's afraid of the tzaddikim. They told him, no, all the tzaddikim are dead already. They didn't touch the posuk and mishlei. The Rishoyim might do tshuva. Also don't worry about that. And the kids, he said, the Rabbi Shalom might still come back, and what'll be with me? So he told them, no, he's gonna come after Ayin, Shonim, Shalbovel. You have 70 years. Don't worry about it. So Mameo, so there the Gemara says, that brings the word Kesa. Kesa means the Mizum of the Kedai. So what is Pshat? Tiku Bachoide Shaifa, you should blow Bachoide Shaifa. Bakesa, the Reish Chaydish, that's Mizumin, Liyoim Chageinu. The Reish Chodesh, that's kavua to be a chag. So miskasa means mizdamin to be a chag. That is the second pshat. V'harav Rav Meshulam Meforish, Rav Meshulam said pshat as follows. What pshat shachodesh miskasa boy? It doesn't mean, it's not speaking about the levone, we're not speaking about the levone, we're speaking about she'ein chatos Reish Chodesh korev b'Reish Hashanah. The chatas of Rosh Chodesh is not nikrav b'Rosh Hashanah. That means, so what does mean shachodesh miskasa boy? That the korban, every Rosh Chodesh has a soil lechatas, but this Rosh Chodesh does not have a soil lechatas. It doesn't have a soil lechatas, this Rosh Chodesh. So b'meila achoydish miskasaboy means the chatos of Rosh Chodesh is not, it's covered, it's not brought, it's not spoken about. Kiddichsiv, and how did he come derive this chiddish? Kiddichsiv, because the pasuk says, milvad oilas achoydish uminchosa. In Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk speaks about the musafim of Rosh Hashanah. So it says what you bring Rosh Hashanah, parech, odayelech, then it says, milvad, don't forget it's Rosh Chodesh also, milvad oiles ha-chodesh minchosa. You have to bring the oil of Rosh Chodesh. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam had a kashen. What about the chatos of Rosh Chodesh? The musaf of Rosh Chodesh is oiles. It's two porim, and then it's one ayil, and seven kvosim. And so that's the oiles. And then there's a soil lechaper. So why does the Pasuk say that besides the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Mivad Oilas HaChodesh, bring the Oilas. And what's with the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh? Mivad Oilas HaChodesh HaMinchosa. And what's with the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh? So Rabbeinu Meshulam said, that seems that you don't bring the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. So that's HaChodesh, SheHaChodesh Miskasaboy. The Chatos of Rosh Chodesh is not, you're not makrivit. Like see Mulvat Chatos Voila. You don't bring the besides the Chatos and Doila. The Ikshuloi Rabbeinu Tam, the Bereish Tesefte de Shvuis Tanya, Lamed Beis Seirim Makrivim Yisrael Bechol Shona. It says in the Tesefte of Shvuis that there are 32 Seirim which Eden Amakrev. V'choshev, and in these 32, Yud Beis B'Rosh Chodeshim. There's 12 Seirim you bring each Rosh Chodesh. Period. So Memela, so you see, Klo from the Tesefte, that you bring a Chatos, and Rosh Hashanah also, it says 12 Rosh Chodeshim. Ah, you'll say maybe it means in Hashanah Moberes, but it says B'chol, Seirim Akrivim Yisrael, B'chol Shana, every year. And every year you bring 12 Siri Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. Uba'oifan, the Musaf de Rosh Hashanah v'chayes asher hinei merubois. Now this is the payet that you say in the Musaf, the first day Rosh Hashanah by Kedusha. And it starts, Yosad Rabbi Lezer HaKaliri. So there it says in this payet, it says as follows. Musvei Chodesh, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Ashtei Asora, you bring 11 korbanos. The Hainu, what are the 11 korbanos you bring of the Musvei Chodesh? Porim b'nei Boker, Shnayim, two Porim, V'ayil Echad, one Ayil, Kvosim b'nei Shana, Shiva, seven Kvosim, so that's 10. V'soyim l'chaper, so it says in the Payet that you bring. It says in the pie, you bring 11 behemoths. And one of the 11 behemoths is the soil lechatos. I mean, we learned this twice with Sistakim Uyimdik. The Rabbeinu Tam had everything on his fingers. Yes, the Rabbeinu Meshulam said, you don't bring a chatos. So it means that the Seftin Shvuis, a pie, the Rosh Hashanah. But he had everything in front of him. So he says, it can't be like that. The Heishiv la Rabbeinu Tam. So what did the Rabbeinu Meshulam do? I mean, I fragged them from the Sefte, from the Payet. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam answered the Rabbeinu Tam, Shaloi Omar She'ein Boi Musa. He didn't mean that there's no Chatos. He's going to bring a Chatos, you're right. Elo Miskase, Shaloi Hiskir Hocho Chatos Bikro. The Pasuk doesn't mention it. That's such Miskase. Miskase means it's covered. It's not visible. The Pasuk did not mention the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. One pshat. Then the Rabbeinu Meshulam said another pshat. V'oid perish, he said another pshat to Rabbeinu Meshulam. Miskasa, what does it mean, that the Chodesh is Miskasa? She'ein maskirin musaf shel Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. When you daven musaf, you mention the korbonos of Rosh Hashanah, but you don't mention the korbonos of Rosh Chodesh. So it's miskase. You bring it, but it's not mentioned in the davening. Why shouldn't you mention it in the davening? Mishum damrinen, so he brings up say Yerushalmi, damrinen, Rab Shimon Gamliel, have a lay brei the bosim kolay. Rab Shimon Gamliel had a son that had a very good voice. Ayel kame tevuse. So he brought him, he should be a bal tvilifa. He has a good voice. Rab Shimon Gamliel had a good voice. So he should be a bal musit. Kimote l'roshe chadoshim. So he was davening. When it came to mention the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, ishtik, he kept quiet. V'leirotza la'omroi, he didn't want to say it. The mutter sheyovoi zakai v'chaper ala chayev, v'yovoi chayev v'chaper ala zakai. Peire shehuda Rosh Chodesh kori chayev, mishum domrin enom HaKadosh Baruch Hu aviyu kaporo olai. It seems for some reason exactly what the lomdus is veisach nisht, The kolbin of Rosh Chodesh is kavyochol. The Rabbeinu Shalom says that Klal Yisrael should bring a kolbin, and the Rabbeinu Shalom shemiyateti es hayoreach. So he held for some reason that this kolbin should not be mentioned Rosh Hashanah. So that's how the Rabbeinu Mishulam learned pshat na gemara. Shachodesh miskasa, but we don't mention this kolbin. Rabbeinu Tam log roger lahaskir. Rabbeinu Tam in his marza said it. The loymar, and he said as follows: Milvad oilas achodesh ulesayim also is achodesh bechotshoy in his mesayim ushnei seirim lechaper. That was the nusach of the Rabbeinu Tam. Chad the roish chodesh vechad the roish hashod. Let us see further the Gemara. Tana rabbanon ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelekei Yaakov. Melamed shein bezdin shel maila nichnasin ledin, that bezdin shel maila is not nichnas ledin, elim kem kitshu bezdin shel mata es achidish. Eses kichok li Yisraelu, when first bezdin klal Yisrael decides that it should be reish chidish, then mishpat leleike yake. Let us see what Rashi says. Elim kem kitshu achidish vahachikama. In Kavu Yisrael Eschok HaChodesh, if Klal Yisrael decided that it should be Rosh Chodesh, then Yei Mishpat LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kefil HaLoshen, Chok LeYisrael Mishpat LaLekei Yaakov. The Taisus HaRosh brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Umi Goy Godel, where is there such a nation that is as great as Klal Yisrael? Eze umek umezu, where do we see such a nation like Klal Yisrael? Minayik sheba oilam. The minig is, hashiltein oimer nidain hayayim. The judge says, today's the court case. Valistim oimer lemocho. And the robber who is being gemishpat, he says, tomorrow, give me another day. Lemishayimim, who do you listen to? Laila shiltein? Avala kadish bochu einekein. Ela amru bezdin lemocha reish hashanah. Bezdin said tomorrow be reish hashanah. Oimer zukt rebbeinu shel mamalach hayasharis. No tomorrow reish hashanah. So we have to get ready lemaila. Hamidu bime. So we have to have a bime. Hamidu sani goyren bekate goyren. She amru bonai mocha reish hashanah. So in the shemayim they're preparing tomorrow reish hashanah. Nimlechu bezdin la'abra, then bezdin decides, no, tomorrow's not Rosh Hashanah. We're going to make it we're going to add on another day to Elul. Oyma kodesh bolchu la'malachay ashoris, heviru bima, take away the bima, heviru sanigoyrim vekatigoyrim, kibonai avru ad lamocha. So he says, the whole mishpat lalikei Yaakov is tolly in kichok li Yisraelu. There's a more dikivot that Ramesh Zechayinu Levroche says with this Gemara, Tafe'emfa achaye yodom b'shem Rab Abli Pasveler. Achaye yodom brings down Rab Abli Pasveler, a goyin Rab Abli Pasveler. That's me, the disciple says he was a goyin otzim, all his ksovim were burnt. What we hear from him is this, what this Chayodim brings down from him, a goyin Rab Abli Pasveler, but he was a goyin oilam. This Rab Abli Pasveler said a psachidish. What was his chidish? His chidish was, what is the din if a person forgets to say at night, Rosh Hashanah by Meiriv, forgets to say Hamelech HaKodesh? So what's the din? So he said, just like the halacha is, if you forget to say Aleph Yovei Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to daven over again, because I'm a kachinus achodesh balayla. So it's not ma'akiv in the nusach ha-tvilis. If you forgot to say a melech ha-kodesh, it's also not ma'akiv in the nusach ha-tvilis. Don't have to daven over again. The Mishneh Brura brings down this chayodom. And he says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the chayodom. He says, he forgot to say, well, he said akel ha-kodesh. So he says, what does he do further? He said, Akela Kodesh, it's La'acha Kedei Dibbo. So what does he do further? So he says, if he says, Avochen Dike, Shemein Ezra further, good, Akela Kodesh, it's Emekachin Sarodish Belaila, he's going to start saying, Atochin and Lodom Das. So he says, that's right from Poshet. He says, because the Rabbeinu Yoyne says, even though Emekachin Sarodish Belaila, and you don't have to daven over if you forgot Yalav Yovai, but since this is Yom Tov, you'll daven a Shemayna Esrei Shel Chol, a person will be Mezalzel. Zuktat Achayin, Baruch Alein, so the Rabbeinu Yoyne wants to say that you have to daven over again, or else you might come to be Mezalzel be Yom Tov. So he says, so what does the Chayodah mean? To say, okay, La Kodesh, and say At Achayin, it's a big suffix. Who says you're Yoytze with At Achayin? To say Hakel HaKodesh, and then to say Rosh Hashanah D'Kishmein Esrei, it's not as a Tarti V'Sasri. Here you say Hakel HaKodesh, and Mekachin HaSachidish B'Layla. Then you can start davening Rosh Hashanah D'Kishmein Esrei. So it's a Tarti V'Sasri. So the Shara Tzion says he doesn't understand the Chayodah. Tarti. He doesn't understand the Chayodah. Zogt Rav Moshe, Zechayna Levroche, Zogt Rav Moshe, with our Gemara, he says a beautiful pshat in the Chayodah. He says this, the Hamelach HaKodesh that we say in Shemayna Esrei has nothing to do with Yom Tov. V'haraya, you say the whole Seres Shemay Tshuva. Seres Shemay Tshuva is not Yom Tov. So Hamelach HaKodesh is totally in the Din. Rashi says, you say the Seres Shemay Tshuva, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Mare Malchusay Ba'olam, so the whole Seres Shemay Tshuva, you say Hamelach HaKodesh. Hamelach HaKodesh is totally in Din. When does the Din start? The Din Zikha doesn't start at night. Ein bezdin shal maila nichnosen ledin, elim kein bezdin shal mata mekachin esachidish. Ein mekachin esachidish belaila. So there's no din at night. There's no din at night. So memeila, so he said, if I said a kela kodesh, so what did I do wrong? There's no din. The whole reason is a melech kodesh shemara malchusay boilom, because there's a din, that's mara malchusay. There's no mara malchusay. There's no din at night. So memeila, a melech hakodesh. That's what the chayodim said. Why are you going to say further? He's going to say Rosh Hashanah dike davening further. That's the Rabbeinu Yoyne. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says that you can't say avochen dike davening because you'll come to be mezalzel beyond them. He's going to say Rosh Hashanah dike davening. But a melech hakodesh is more shaychus with Rosh Hashanah. A melech hakodesh is shaychus with the din. So since there's no din balayla, because ein mekachin es achidish balayla, vein bezdin shal maila nichnosin ledin at she bezdin shal mata mekachin es achidish, so meila, that's all what he said. That's how the Chayodim says pshat. Chayodim wants to, he clears a shay, that's how the Rabbeisha says pshat in the Chayodim. Rabbeisha clears, according to the Chayei Odom, what's going to be the second night? What's going to be the second night? If he also forgot, and he said Hakel HaKodesh. So he says like this, so L'chayre, Al-Picheshben, what would we say? We would say, I mean, if it's 2 days, if either tonight is Yontav, tonight is Zichah Yontav, either tonight is Yontav, or tonight is the first day of Aseret Shemay Tshuva. So if tonight is the first day of Aseret Shemay Tshuva, Zichah to say HaMelech HaKodesh. But if I say, HaMelech HaKodesh, so I'm saying that tonight is not Yom Tov. So it could be it's a zilzal in Yom Tov by saying over HaMelech HaKodesh. I have to say Akel HaKodesh. I have to, if I said B'dieved Akel HaKodesh, so the only reason, why should I have to daven over again? If the second night is Rosh Hashanah, so ain't nechnosen ledin, at shemekachin esachidish. If today's Rosh Hashanah, So there's no din yet. So I don't have to daven over. The whole reason I have to daven over is because maybe yesterday was Rosh Hashanah and today's Aseret Shemay Tshuva. No, so that's thus comes a mezalzel beyond it. So it could be that even the second night, you also don't have to daven over again. Because v'ket, I have to be chayish, maybe it's yontif, and if it's yontif, the din wasn't chal yet, so me'melim, maybe don't have to daven over again. Or maybe, he says, maybe the second night you do have to say, he says, he didn't know too clear if you do say, if you don't say. I once thought, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloikis arishonim, or g'dayla achronim, if you say marovis Rosh Hashanah banach by Ma'ariv. Others said marovis the first two nights of Rosh Hashanah. They said marovis. And the Maril says you don't say marovis the first two nights of Rosh Hashanah because it's shire. Marovis is a shire. Mezoktach mit kein shire Rosh Hashanah. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meisim, Suchim Lepona, Vayomru Yisrael Shire. So that's why you don't say Marovis. But the first day you held, you do say Marovis. So I thought, what's their Svaras? I said, their Svaras is wonderful. Because it's not Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meisim, Suchim Lepona. The din starts by day. The din starts by day. By night is no din. So by, if there's no din, can we say Shire? The Bishat is Bishat the Din. That's not as man to say Shire. But by night you could say Shire. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Idach. Then the Gemara brings another Baraisa. Ki Chok Li Yisroelu. So here the Gemara wants to learn Bishat in the Posse. Ki Chok Li Yisroelu. That Klal Yisrovel Kemishpat. Ein Li Elo Li Yisroelu. Meisoi Lo Minayin. How do you know? That is a mishpat for Mesoilam. Talmud Leima mishpat Lelike Yaakov. Chokli Yisrael. There's a mishpat on Klal Yisrael. And Lelike Yaakov. Tut mishpatin. To Mesoilam. In Keima Talmud Leima ki Chokli Yisrael. So why does the Pasuk say the Eibish the mishpat Klal Yisrael? If eventually we say the Rabbein Shalom is shayfet the whole world. So why do you have to specify there's a mishpat on Klal Yisrael, there's a mishpat on the world. Melamed she Yisrael nichnosin tchila ledin. The Pasuk is telling us the Seder HaMishpat. The Seder HaMishpat is first Klal Yisrael and then Umesoilo. Kedar Avchizde, the Omar Avchizde, Melech v'Tzibur, when B'shas is a mishpat of the Melech and the Tzibur, Melech nichnas tchila ledin. So the melech is gemishpat first. Shenema mishpat avdoi u mishpat amoi. First there's a mishpat on the melech, and then there's the mishpat on the amoinam. My time, why do you mishpat first the melech? Iboy is aim alav oirech aro le meikim malke avroi. It's not derech eretz that the melech should stay outside. He should first be mishpat the om. Iboy is aim mikamei de leifush charein af. That we mishpat first the melech before there is charoin af. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Melech v'tzibur, k'shakadosh baruch hu don oisom, when the Eibishter is done a melech and a tzibur, melech nichnas tchila, the melech comes in first. It says, mishpat avdoi shloi mekom alei. First the mishpat is on the melech and then on the am. Why first the melech? And with the same thing, Umesoilam and Yisrael, first Yisrael, Mikamei the Leifish Charoin Af Bishvil Avoine Sibo. Before there's a Charoin Af Bishvil Avoine Sibo. Now let us just explain this Gemara a little bit. Abitzel Peterberg explains this Gemara that we have to understand that whatever Avoine Sibo, the Rabbeinu Shleilam doesn't know before the Mishpat, the Averis that the Tzibur did, the Averis that the Umesoilam did, he knows it before also. Afal Pike, even though there's a Yediya by the Rabbeinu Shloilam, but Kolzman it's not a Shas HaDin, this Yediya does not change the Oifen HaMishpat. It's a Yediya, but it has nothing to do with the Mishpat. B'Shas, the Mishpat, when it becomes Nizgale, B'Shas HaMishpat, the avoinos of the tzibur, or it becomes nizgale, the avoinos of umisoilom. So there's a meiridike charoinaf. And if there's acharein af, so the next person that's gemishpat is it's the matziv of the shayfet is very delicate now. The shayfet is in a matziv of acharein af, so the mishpat is an ochen vei. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is magdim klal Yisrael to umis olam. That al koponim, that when Klal Yisrael comes in, there should not be a charein af from the avoinus of umes ha'olam. To understand this a little better, there's a interesting Yerushalmi in the Yaris Dvash says pshat in the Yerushalmi with our Gemara. David HaMelech said in Tillim as follows. David was mekalel his sonim, and he said as follows: "Behi shoftoi, b'shas yumishpetim, yeitzei rosha." Steht in Yerushalmi Masechta Shabbos, Rav Ivy Bar Nagri ksiv behi shoftoi yeitzei rosha, yeitzei tzadik ein ksiv kan, elo yeitzei rosha. Mikan shein asotten mekatreg elo b'shas ha-sakon. Azoi steht in Yerushalmi. So it's like a psisrei teire. What is the Yerushalmi saying? So the Yaris Dvash explains the Yerushalmi as follows. David HaMelech wanted to give a klola to his son. Be'i shoftoi when you'll mishpatim yeitzei rosha. So the Yerushalmi had a meiradike kasha. If you want to be mekalo someone, it says by the Isha Mitzolfos, when her son became very sick, so she told Eliyo Anovi, Boso Eli Lahaskir es Avoini Ulohomis es Bni. So she had a time to Eliyo Anovi. Before you came, everything was good. As soon as you came, now Tzoris, Lahaskir, because of you, my son is sick. Because of you, my son is dying. Well, what's that Eliyo Anovi Gizindik? So Rashi brings down, the Achelai Boso Eli, before Eliyonovi came to her, so she was at Tzadekis. They looked at what she was doing, what the other people are doing. Meiridik. So she was at Tzadekis. Vayisi nechsheves le Tzadekis. Aval achshav sheboso. But now you have an Eliyonovi together with me. Loi nechshavti leklum. So it's gone. Ich bin abgebreit. This is at Tzadekis. So that means everything is relative. So if you have a tzaddik together with a poshet mensch, the poshet mensch goes down 1,000 madreges, because there's a comparison already. What are you? Look the ayida voiskot. So at the Yerushalmi gefragt am Eure de Kekashe, as David HaMelech at gewollt mekallel sein sonnen, she said like this, b'yishoftei Rebbeinu Shalom, before you mishpatim, yeitzei tzaddik. First mishpat a tzaddik before him. And then let him come next. Oi! You want to be mekalalim? That would be a gevaldik klala. So why did he say be shofta yeitzei rosha? Because a rosha will come first, and then you'll see him at efshedach verna tzadik. So why did he say be shofta yeitzei rosha? Be shofta yeitzei tzadik. So it's emphati rishalmi mikan shein asotn mekatrigal b'shas asakona. No, he gave a bigger klala. If be shofta yeitzei rosha, if a rosha came out first, the Rebbein Shalom is b'charoi naf. If he's b'charoi naf, it's b'shas asakona. Yen is a fartike. If a rosha comes first, so yen is a fartike ready. So that's called a shas asakona. So that's what our Gemara says here, that in order to ensure, in order to ensure that Klal Yisrael should not be gemishpit in a matzav of charein af, so the seder amishpat is free chok li Yisrael, and then mishpat lalikei yaket. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Ule shmiten. We hear in the Mishnah that be'echad betishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shmiten. Minolon, how do you know that Shemitah starts Rosh Hashanah? Tachsiv u'bashona hashviz Shabbos shabosan yiyah la'oretz. V'gomar shona shona mitishrei. We learn that Xayr Shavu, here it says shona, and it says by tishrei also shona, tachsiv mereishis ha'shona, which you mavar before means tishrei. So memele, so we learn out that as soon as it becomes Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos shabosan yiyah la'oretz, there's a din of Shemitah. Fragt die Gemara, will Ligmar schonne, schonne, minissen? D'chsiv rishnu lachem lachotshe yashone. So let's learn out, maybe Shemitah starts from Nisan. And with the Gemara done in shone shen imach hadoshim, mishone shen imach hadoshim. Vein done in shone shen imach hadoshim, mishone shesh imach hadoshim. That means that by Shemitah it says, doesn't mention chadoshim, it says ubashone hashviyis. That's what it says by Shemitah. And by Tishrei it says, by Mereishis Hashon, it also doesn't mention Chadoshim. And by Nisan it says, Chodshei Hashon. So we learn out, Shona She'enim Chadoshim, Mishona She'enim Chadoshim. Let us see Rashi, Minolon She'shnas Shmita Mekudeshes Mereish Hashon, Ba'osu Ba'avoydes HaKalkem. Zog the Gemara weiter, Uli Yoivles, that anu sugi now, with that Yovel starts Reish Hashanah. Like the Gemara Be'echot B'Tishreihu, Yovel starts Reish Hashanah. Yovel is B'yud B'Tishreihu, Yovel starts Yom Kippur. D'chsiv B'Yom HaKippurim, Taviru Shofar, Yom Kippur, B'krosam Droil La'oretz L'chol Yeshver, Yovel T'yilachem. So this happens Yom Kippur, Taviru Shofar. So Memela, so how can our Mishnah say that Be'echot B'tishrei Reish Hashanah L'yoivlis? And for the Gemara, Hamoni Rabbi Yishmoel B'noish Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broikei. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yishmoel. Nesanya, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtem Eshnas Achamishim Shana. You should be Mekadish the 50th year. Ma Talmud Loimer. It says in the Pasuk, B'yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar. Yoch Eloitei Miskadeshes Elo M'yom HaKippurim Ve'ilech. That the Kedushas Yovel is only for Yom Kippur. So, but not before. Talmud Lomer V'kidashtem Ishnas HaChamishim. That you're Mekadesh the 50th year, that means from the beginning of the year. Melamed Shemiskadeshes that from the beginning of the year, you have Kedushas Yovel already. So what happens in the beginning of the year? Mikan, Omar Rabbi Yishmoel, Benoish Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breike, Meroish HaShon Ad Yom HaKippurim, Loihoyu Avodim Niftorim Levoteim. From Roishon Etel Yom Kippur, the Avodim did not go home. They had to stay there. But the loy mishtabdim ladeinayim. But he did not have to work. Ela oichlin v'shoisin osmeichin patreseim b'rosheim. If they want to wear a crown, they can wear a crown. They were tosanta matzif nishtahin and nishtaher. They're not working. They can't go home. But they're free. Kivin shegia yom kippurim. When it comes yom kippur, toku bezn b'shoifer. Nifteru avodim levoteim. When it came Yom Kippur, then the avodim came back, went back to their houses, v'sodeis choizreis lebaleim. So, Nachamo, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could it say that ve'echot b'tishrei is reish hashanah liyovel, Yovel starts, Yom Kippur with the blow shofar. That's when the cheres of the avodim begins. And for the Gemara, no, the Cheres of the Vodim starts from the beginning of Reish Hashanah. And it's Nigmar by Yom HaKippur. So Mamela, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yishmoel. That's the Gemara. The Chedushi Aran asks Amor de Kikash. He says he doesn't know what's bothering the Gemara. He says, who told the Gemara that we're speaking about Shichel Avodim? He says, no, Yovel, there's another din. You're not allowed to work on the Karkois. This didn't. The whole year now to work on the Karkois. So the Iser, Avoida, Bekaka, starts from Reish Hashanah. Be'echot, Be'tishrei, Reish Hashanah, Le'yovel. The Iser, Emerson Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say like that. Rashi in the Mishnah says, L'shmitim, Le'yovelis, B'shenichnas, Tishrei, Osa, Lachreish, V'lizroya, Minatayre. You're not allowed to be Chayish, not allowed to be Zereya. So the Yovel does not only mean Avodim, there's a Yovel of Tushas Oretz, number one. And number two, the Ran asks, he says, if the whole Yovel is only speaking about Shichar Avodim, so Shichar Avodim lasts one day. So how can you say that B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'yoyvel. Rosh Hashanah means that what? That one day the Avodim go out. So that's not a year's cheshbon. He says, it'll say, betishrei Rosh Hashanah l'sukkis, because you take a lulav. So that's a Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah means if you have a halacha that exists a year, so when does this year begin? That's Rosh Hashanah. But it's a halacha that's nagei a whole year. He says, shiluach avodim is one day, finish. Sarah betishrei, you blow shayfer and they're free. I got in talk. So kolchach be'echad betishrei Rosh Hashanah l'yoyvel means that you're not allowed to work on the kalka. You're not allowed to. That's what it means. So what's the whole problem over here? Why do you pretend Mrs. Goyen couldn't have Mishmael B'nai Shem Yechem Avroike? Azay Fak Tachdusha Yaran. So the Ran only answers, it's a Mayer Diki Kashi, so the Ran answers, because since in Yoivul, there is a Heloche of Shichar Avodim also, then he wants to be Moisef, maybe the Shem Yoivul is totally in the Shichar Avodim. Yoivul is a Losh and Shofer, that's why it's called Yoivul. So it would seem from the Mishnah that Be'echad B'tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Yoivul. So the Chiddush Yaran wants to say that from the Loshna Mishnah would seem not only the halachas of Zriya and Charisha are Noig V'Yoivul, all the halachas of Yoivul are Noig. That's why the Gemara said that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Rabbi Yechon Ben Broike. Let us see Rashi. V'kidashtem Shnas HaChamishim Ma Talmud Loima. Mikivin Shaoma Sheva Shabosoi Sheva Shabsoi Shonim Bahavarto Shoifa Tua Bachide Sheshvi Yedei Ani Shishnas HaChamishim. So what is the Pasuk telling us? Vekidashtem, that the Kedusha is Chal in the beginning of the year. But Loi Niftorim Levoteim Dersiv Taviru Shoifa Vahoda Krosem Droil Veloi Mishtabdim, but you don't work with Amida Dersiv Vekidashtem Shnas HaChamishim. Patroiseim beroshayim, and the avodim are free people. Im rotzel losam atorah beroshay laharish yotzach ofshi, he can do it. You don't have to do it, but he could do it. So the Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Rabbi Yechon ben Broike learned that the kiddashtem eshnas achmishim shon is telling us that the kedusha of legabi shichur also starts the beginning of the year. That's Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Rabbi Yechon ben Broike. Frag the Gemara. The Rabbonon, what did the Rabbonon do? The Kiddash the Mishnas Achamishim. What did they do with this word? So they used it for a different drosha. Shonim Ata Mekadesh. Bezn is Mekadesh years. Yoivul Bezn is Mekadesh. Yata Mekadesh Chodoshim. But there's no din Kiddush Bezn on Chodoshim. Hey, the Rabbonon hold Amuyim the Kechidish. That there's no din Kiddush Achodesh. Your own Bezn is only Mekadesh Shonim. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Dr. Rashi, Shonim Ata Mekadesh, Shishnas Yoivul Nichnesa Mitzvah Al Bezn Loima Mekudeshes HaShonim. Biyata Mekadesh Shum Chodesh, Tebelezda Barab Shimin Doma Lekama Veperik Sheini, Bein Shenire Bizmanoi Sai, the Levone was seen the 29th day, Bein Shalinire Bizmanoi, Ein Mekadeshen Oisoi Bialef Taima Mehoche, but there's no Mitzvah of Kiddush Bezn, only by Yoivul and not by Chadoshim. So that's what the Rabbonon do with this pasuk. Tanya Idoch, we learned a different beraisa. Yoivul hi, ma Talmud loima. What is the pasuk telling us? Yoivul hi, amit. Lefi shenem avikidashtem mishnas achamishim. It says, yomikadish, the 50th year. Yochel, kishem shemiskadesh esvoileches mitchiloso. Just like you add on in the beginning of the year, kach miskadeshes voileches b'soifo, so you add on in the end of the year. That means there's a din taisves, just like in the beginning of the year there's a din taisves. Legabi shiluach avodim. That means the gemar shiluach is yom kippur, but we add on from the beginning of the year. A taisvus also that ascholas hashichu starts in the beginning of the year. So I would think kach miskadesh is veleches b'soifo. So there's a taisvus yoivul by the next year. That means that the 51st year till yom kippur there also be a din taisvus yoivul. Va'al tetame, and don't ask a kasha why I should have such a havamine. Shrei meisifin michael al kodesh. There is such a halacha. That we're Moisef Michael al Kodesh. So Memelus, and maybe we're Moisef the first 10 days of the 51st year to the Yovel of the 50th year. Talmud Loimar Yovel Hi Shnas Achamishim. Yovel Amiut is only the 50th year. Shnas Achamishim Ata Mikadesh V'Ata Mikadesh Shnas Achamishim V'Achas. Now this drosh is going according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechon ben Breikim, because he held there's a din toisvis in the beginning of the year. That means l'gabi shichur, even though the shichur, the gmar shichur is Yom Kippur, but we're moisif a toisvis of shichur from Rosh Chodesh. So memel I have a havamina that you're moisif in the seifa also. So therefore I have a miyut yovel hishnas achmishim. The only Dini Yovel are only existent in the 50th year, not in the 51st year. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Ba'asore b'tishreihu. This is going on the Gemara before. The Gemara before said, Gemara before asked Akash, what is Pshat Ma Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah Yovel, Yovel starts Asore b'tishreihu. Now this Taisvis is very fagreist, so let's just look in the Marsha. The Marsha brings down the correct Girsa, so let's learn the Taisvis from the Marsha. L'Rav Chizdolel, Kein Tzorach Loimer Mi Taisvis Yishonim. That's the Loimer. So Akpanim explains what Taisvis is saying. L'Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, the loichoshiv elo dalid roshi shonim shebarbo roshi chadoshim. We learned yesterday, Rav Ashi loim shadma mishneh, that there are four roshi shonim which are chal rosh chodesh. So according to Rav Ashi, the rigolim diktoni, so what's pshat that is a rosh shonim for rigolim? Rigolim is not rosh chodesh. Eino min haminyan. That's not from the minyan. Elo kirav chizde. Regal Sheboy, that means the Yontif that is in Chodesh Nissen, that is in Nissen that starts with Chodesh Chodesh Nissen. But there's no new Rosh Hashanah from Tesvav Nissen. That means, but we say, it's a Yontif that is in the Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So, Chinami Matzina Lishnuye Hachi, Leichoshiv Yoivlois Rosh Hashanah, Ve'enem in Aminion, El Regal Sheboy. So just like we said by Regolim, it does not mean that the Regolim start in Rosh Chodesh. No, Regolim is pshat that the Regolim are in a Chodesh which starts with Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So we could say Yovel is in a Chodesh which starts with Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But really Yovel is take Asara B'Tishrei. But it's no kasha that it says Be'echad B'Tishrei. Ve'einim minyaminyin ala regol shaboy. The kasha of the Gemara is according to Rove. The choshev rigolim nami Rosh Hashanah. Rove said rigolim is another Rosh Hashanah. That means echad benisn is one Rosh Hashanah. Tesvav benisn is a second Rosh Hashanah. So a melech according to Rove, so Yovel should be a fifth Rosh Hashanah. There's echad betishrei and then there's asara betishrei. The choshev nami Yovelis. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is only shver according to Rove and not to Rav Ashi. That's how the Masho says pshat in Taisus. Let us go back to the Gemara. So this drosha that you're not moisif, we are not moisif on Yovel another 10 days. This drosha stims very well with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the first 10 days of Yovel, there is a Haysofis. I would think that the first 10 days in the next year should also be Haysof on Yovel's Kamash Balon. I mean, it's Yovel he. The Rabbono, Zuk the Gemara, the Rabbono who are Choylik and Rabbi Shmuel. And they hold that you're not Moisev. You're not Moisev at all on Yovel. Forget the Yovel of Shichu starts Asorah B'Tishrei. So you don't need to tell me a posik that if the whole Yovel is a year that starts in the middle of the year, starts from Yom Kippur. So you don't have to, I don't need a posik to tell me that you're not Moisef from the next year. So what does he do with Chamishim he? Yovel he, Amiut, Shnas achamishim at yevel hi shnas achamishim. So they darshan shnas achamishim ato moine. For yevel you use the 50th year as yevel. Yata moine shnas chamishim achas. That's Tosfos Girsa. That means when we count the shmitan, we have 49 years. Then the next year is yevel. Now what's the next year? You start counting the first year Shemitah, or is Yovel the first year Shemitah? So the Rabbonon dashim from this posik that Shnas Achamishim Atamoyne. This is Yovel. The Atamoyne Shnas Chamishim, but you don't say that this Shnas Chamishim is Achas, the beginning of this next Shemitah. So that's what we learn now from this posik. Lafuki Miderab Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda held Shnas Chamishim Oilo Lekan Ulekan. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you started counting, it was 49 years. The 50th year was Yovel, and also the first year of the next Shemitah. So for Ketzer, the Rabbanon don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon zegt Rashi Gloyalfi Mivikidashtem Shetiskadish Mitchilosa. The Rabbanon don't hold that you mekadish the beginning of the year. So, they don't need a mir to tell me that you're not moisav on the next year. If the whole year bechlal is agahakta yos, if you're not moisav on the next year, is dor shalai hochi, shnas achamishim atamoyne. This is the 50th year, viatamoyne, shnas hayoyvel, shnas chamishim lesoif yoyvel shahova. You don't reckon this is the 50th year of the previous year. The achas, and it is the first year leminyan yovel habo for the next 50 years. Yatamaynish nasa yovel halbo elo mishono shalach ala yovel. You don't use this ahin and tzarik lafuki mid Rab Yehuda. The Omar b'meseches nedorim shnas chamishim oilu lekan olekan shnas hayovel v'shono rishayna l'shmita habo. Rab Yehuda holds that the fiftieth year is the first year of the next shmita. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbonon shnas chamishim atamoyne. So Taisa says as follows. L'Rabbonon, given the ena miskadeshes mitchiloso, since the Rabbonon hold that the yovel of shichol starts only in Yom Kippur, is itzach leikro lohochi, v'lo itzterich lemutei soifer, machmes to mesifim mechol ala kodesh, the hashte mitzah botzer asufi miboy. So, according to the Rabbonon, that the year alone does not start from Rosh Hashanah. The year alone starts from Yom Kippur, so you don't need to be memayit. You don't need to be memayit that you're not Moisef. So the Rabbonon use Nas Chamishim Atamoyne for this Rosh. That you don't count it two times. You don't count it for the Yovel of the Per Shemitah and for the beginning of the New Shemitah. Vim Taima Adarab. Koshken de tzorich, zwei punkt verkehrt, das war es verkehrt. Mishum der siv bekro shone, the posik says, it should be a year. Ve'ein kan shone shleime. And if you'll start, since we start counting from Yom Kippur, so memele you're missing 10 days. And the posik says shone. Elim kem timshech ad Yom HaKippurim acher. So the only way I'll have my year is by counting another 10 days. So fakert, according to the Chachomim, I don't have a havamina that the next ten days of the 51st year should be added on to Yovel. Shloime, so Taisus says no. The kibun b'loy shayich time of the Taisus memela b'loy shem yito memata mikode v'kidashtem demash medavkish nasach mishim. If I don't have any way to explain the union of Taisus, I would not take 10 days from the next year and add it on to the Yovel. V'yata moinish shona achamishim achas. You don't use the 50th year as the first year. B'loy vov, goras. Then shnas chamishim rishayna l'shviyis habo. You don't use this as the first year for the next Shemitah. Ula afuke midrab Yehuda. I says, we have a machloikas tanoim. Rab Yehuda holds the cheshben of counting shmitin and yovelis. Rab Yehuda holds the 50th year is the beginning of the next shmita. And the chachomim hold the 51st year is the beginning of the next shmita. Oymari, even though the chachomim are choylik on Rab Yehuda, אפילו הוכי הלוכי כרב יהודה, דאמר שנס החמישים אוילו לכאן ולכאן. We pass like רב יהודה, and we start counting the next שמיטה from יוילום. How do you know this? מדברים בפרק כמה דבי דזורי, בשמיטה דתונת ואליור, גבי מנדלו יודה, בכמה שוני בשבוע קוי, נשקל מכל מאיה תרתי ושודי אפרותי. So from that sugya weistachois that the Gmosos we does not have the cheshbin, the yoivles and thus, and the shmitin, so the Gmosos what you do. So from that sugya is mabua that the yoivel is part of the next shmitin. B'chala sugya kedvorah, so me meilas, so you see we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. V'oi destam mas nisin dohoche uk mik Rabbi Yishmael. We have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, the Polik Arabon and the Pligil Rabbi Yehuda. We have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel is Chaylik and the Rabbon, and he uses the, as Yoivul he for a different Roshan. So Memele, so Rabbi Shmuel is Chaylik and the Rabbon, and we have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel. Boy, the Rabbi Shmuel Mekachim Chadoshim. Banan Kaimulon Bekulei Shashim Mekachim Chadoshim. So again, we don't pass them like these Rabbon. Rabbi Yosi Nemuke Imoi Koik Rabbi Shmuel Bepekam Adikdushin. The Islay the Yoivul Betchilosay Meshamet. Baisei right away. There's a din shmit already. That seems Taisus hold that's going according only according to Rabbi Shmuel. Beelchem Beseifa Magdish Sadei Yomuchach. The man Islay Betchilosay Meshamet. Sovla Rabbi Shmuel. Toma Mereisha Shone Chayli Yoivul. So Bekitzer the Ri Hebrayis. From a Gemara Navei Dezore, Gemara in Kedushin, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shnas HaYoivul is the beginning of the next Shemitah. But then Taisva says, Avaloi Nire, but the Rais are beautiful, but Loi Nire, the Oimer HaTalmud Hoche, Ubeperek HaMoiche Sodeyu, Lafukim Yid Rabbi Yehuda, a Gemara says, the Mishnah is coming to tell us not like Rabbi Yehuda. Sabaisa is coming to tell us not like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, me you ain't raya gemur in mahad to come ahoche be'elchen lafuki mit Rabbi Yehuda. The Ashkechen be'perek ha-megarish, Iskin Rove begitten, Rove was mesakin, me'yoyme dinan ulalom, that neget you write from today and further. Lafuki mit Rabbi Yehuda, the omaz manish o'shtar mechi yecholot, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to write from now. Because since there's today's date on it, so that alone is telling us that to get a schal from now. So Rabbi said that you should write in a get, min yoyma denan, not like Rabbi Yossi. Hafel gavda rove guve posse kevose b'yesh noichlim. So it seems there could be lafuke, and you can paskin like him. Mechem beperkama de ksubis lafuke, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doma ksuba de reise. The kaim alone, so the Moses lafuki the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The kaim alone called mokim shishon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel be mishnah seinu halochik emaisai be mishnah peg basra diksubis. So Mamelu Sotaisvi says that we see in two places, even though the Gemara says lafuki, we still pass like that.